Let's Talk, Bible Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Well, thank you for joining us today. Our passage is going to come from Psalm 121, and it's 8 verses, so I'm going to go ahead and read the whole thing, which says, I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Psalm 21 is the second of what are called in the Psalms the Songs of Ascent. These are Psalms 120 through 134. And if you were to go there in your Bible, you would see these are all labeled a Song of Ascent. Many of them are written by David. And there's a lot of theories about what this means about Songs of Ascent. But probably the most common interpretation is that these were suited for the ascent up to Jerusalem for worship. These were songs that the people of Israel would sing regularly as they walked up the hill toward Jerusalem to go worship at the temple. As you know, Israel had many different rituals and many different traditions, things that they did over and over and over again as part of worship. Now, for any of you that grew up in a very liturgical background, you can see how this could become, I don't want to say cumbersome, but could become something that just is rote, that you just do because you always do it, and you do it over and over and over again to a certain point you don't even think about it. If you've ever stuck a note on your mirror so that you know, hey, I need to remember to do this every day, so I'm going to put this note here so I make sure I see it. And then before too long, the note just becomes background noise, and it no longer serves the purpose that you put it there for in the first place. Sometimes rituals can be like that. On the other hand, sometimes rituals can serve to repeat, 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 to form good patterns of thought, to form good patterns of behavior in our lives. And so every time, and you can picture yourself being in the people of Israel, walking up the mountain towards Jerusalem, towards worship, and singing these songs. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. We're walking up the hill. We are walking up towards Jerusalem and talking about, as I look up, Jerusalem in this situation is symbolic of the Lord. I'm looking up to God. He is my help. He will not let your foot be moved. So here I am walking, and I'm talking about that God is guiding my steps. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. I wonder if as they were walking up the hill, they looked to their right and they saw shade, comfort from the hot sun. And God is that for us. So where are maybe some patterns that we can build into our lives? What can be our songs of ascent? What can be those things that we say, those prayers that we pray, those habits that we build into our life that remind us who our God is? Because we are so prone to forget. We are so prone to default to self-sufficiency, to I've got this, I can handle this, I am responsible for all of these circumstances that you brought into my life, God, when truly he's saying, lift up your eyes to where your help comes from. Maybe on your drive to work every day, you can have a prayer that you pray, or just build in a time of prayer to remind you of who God is, or throwing on an audio Bible that plays as you're driving to remind you that you are going not just as John or Steve or whoever, we are going as a servant of God and that he goes with us. He is your keeper. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. He will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. We can, like the people of Israel, build our songs of ascent such that we are reminded day by day that our God is with us and he is for us. Lord, we thank you for these psalms. We thank you for your word that reminds us, that comforts us, that guides us, that can fix us when we are trying to handle things on our own apart from you. When we put back on the old man and forget that we have been made new, that we have been given a helper, we have been given a protector, we've been given the Holy Spirit to help us live this life for you. God, show us where each and every one of us can build into our lives patterns of behavior, of scripture, and of prayer that will remind us that you are with us. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning in for another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.